For a big motor yacht that's only really comfortable hooked up to the national grid, marinas have a lot going for them. Even sailing yacht owners have been known to subscribe to a permanent berth, but marinas have their drawbacks. If you have a swinging mooring on the Clyde, you'll laugh loud and long to learn that the poor sap cruising the south coast in a 35-footer can rack up a bill of £200 in a week without really trying. Harbour companies will point out that for a crew of five, this represents little more than the cost of a round of drinks or two. The flaw is that most of us don't sail with the rugby club on board. Often it's just two plus maybe the kids. If we weren't planning on going to the pub, that's a big hole in the holiday money. Far more important than the cash are the madding crowds. Even a busy anchorage doesn't cram us together in anywhere near the same way. Wildlife isn't generally thrilled about the march of the pontoon monster across its habitat either, in spite of all the eco studies and consultations. It's one thing to slip on a duck turd significantly deposited on your pontoon by a feathered benefactor. It's another altogether to witness the dawn flight of mallard as they rustle into the sky over the windswept marsh, bound in freedom for who knows where. Perhaps the most insidious side effect of all, however, is the wretched sameness of marinas. Take the small town of Yarmouth on the Isle of Wight, for example. Yarmouth is a community of character, with a harbour to match. Its salty, seaman-like atmosphere is an increasing rarity on the Solent. Moorings inside its old wooden wall are largely piles where yachts and fishing boats secure fore and aft while the tide runs past them to fill the salt marshes upstream. In recent years, a few walk-ashore marina berths have been built under a cloud of controversy, but the long, free-floating pontoon to which visitors raft up in merry conviviality is universally popular. Coming ashore requires a dinghy, or if this prospect fails to please, the wealthy or indolent can opt for a water taxi at a pound a head. Rather more than the old Runcorn ferry, at tuppence per person per trip, but convenient nonetheless. To date, the harbour commissioners have resisted the demands of those who would plug into the mains and stroll into town no matter what the cost, and turned aside from the allure of the increased dues that would follow. They've realised that just as McDonald's offering of what some might consider an acceptable burger is eroding the national character of dining across the globe, the marina is downgrading the planet's interesting ports to a homogeneous sameness. The ancient and joyous haven of Yarmouth is currently a shining light in an English channel, where true quality of life is fast being eroded in favour of superficial comfort. To see it developed into yet another caravan park would be a tragedy, so it came as a sharp shock for many to learn that the management of this trust port have apparently had a change of heart. Sidestepping the will of the majority of the diverse stakeholders, new plans show the whole harbour as literally a wall-to-wall marina. It's one thing to rail against the dying of the light, but it's a lot more useful to find a way of switching it back on. The commissioners have taken a heavy barrage of flak over the way these proposals have been brought forward without consultation until very late in the day. Not even their legendary berthing staff were told until after the plans had been drawn up, but a ray of sunshine may yet cut through the gloom of this potential horror story. Rather than satisfying themselves by slagging off the forces of darkness, a group of level-headed residents are proposing alternative changes which could, if given proper consideration, satisfy most people's needs. If the commissioners can bring themselves to listen with open minds to such well-informed input, all may not yet be lost. Sailors in the Solent will hold their breath. The rest of the nation should take more than a passing interest. This pestilence is a growing sickness that can infect us all. It would sow a seed of reason to report next year that Yarmouth, loved by so many, lives on.